Good morning and welcome to our Manna podcast. It is football season. Now, some of us love football season and others despise football season. But the reality is the game of football teaches us a lot about life. And one of the unique things that I think football teaches us is about the importance of knowing your playbook. They review game films, which is great. It's very helpful. In fact, you even see teams right there on the sidelines looking at computers and snapshots of plays and making adjustments. But they make adjustments with plays that they know from their playbook. And so the playbook that I want to talk about today that we need to make sure that we know very well, of course, is our Bible. So won't you join me as we pray, and then we're going to jump into some instruction that Paul gives to us about the importance of knowing our playbook. So God bless you, and let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the wisdom that you have, but the intentional way in which you have communicated for us to know your mind, your heart, the leading of your counsel from your word, all that we would be obedient to that instruction, that we would learn to examine things in life and realize that we have to make adjustments, but we make adjustments not in our own reasoning, but by the wisdom of your word. So guide us this morning as we spend time together in your word. In your name we pray. Amen. So one of the things that I think that it's really important as we look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning in verse 15, it says this. You have been acquainted with the sacred writings which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. You see, Paul is encouraging Timothy that it's like you've got the sacred writings, but those sacred writings have a purpose to them. It's not just a story, but there's life in them to be able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. You see, that's the thing that we have to understand is we have to have a confidence about our faith. And so what gives us confidence about our faith is knowing the playbook of life, right? So Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 tells us, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not as a result of works, that no one will boast." We're not going to stand before God and boast about the wonderful things that we did, how much we tithe, or the good things that we did to our neighbor or whatever. No, we're not. What we're going to look at is the opportunity to be able to say, this is what you did in my life. Because verse 10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works." So we talked about that last week, is that we work from salvation, not to salvation. So our from salvation is God's work that he's prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And so where do we find that information? It's in his word. Well, one of the things that's going to happen is just like on a football field, you have an opponent. So do we. We have an opponent. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 12 through 14 says this. Says, "Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." Oh, that's good news. But it's like, no, that's truth to help us to realize that's going to happen. And we don't need to be afraid of it. It goes on and it says this. "While evil people and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you've learned it." So it's like, man, don't stop. Realize that God has a playbook for us to follow, to guide us, to help us to deal with the oppositions that we're going to face in life. Speaking of opposition, it's really good, you know, and as a football team and as a coach of a football team, to know your enemy, know the things that they're going to do, know the character that they have so that you know how to defend yourself, but also how to live more vibrantly. So, for example, in this book of life, 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning verse 1, we're going to look at our enemies. Look at this. Look at the nature of men that we run into opposition with. But understand this, that in the last days, there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unpleasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. God's word then says, avoid such people. That means don't have deep, intimate relationships with them, but it doesn't mean that we lose contact with them. No, our goal is that, man, we need to know how to live in this life with all of this kind of happening, this type of behavior taking place all around us. How do we respond? And we respond by knowing the playbook, right? So, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. I charge you in the presence of God and Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. There's the first thing that we do is we talk about our playbook. We talk about this word of God in our lives. Be ready in season and out of season, whether it's during football season or out of football season. What season in life that we're in, we need to be ready at all times to share the word. Then it says, we're going to run into reproving, rebuking, exhorting with complete patience and teaching. So we're not beating people over the head. No, our goal is to win them, to win their hearts, to help them to realize that there are things that they're involved with that are not for their benefit, but actually for their destruction, but that God has a plan for them and he has a hope for them. And that plan and hope is in Jesus. For it says, for the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itchy ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded, enduring suffering, doing the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. God says, I want you to fulfill your ministry by sharing what my word says. That's what we do here on our podcast. So I just want to remind us really quickly is stay tuned in or focused. Review your playbook regularly. Make sure that you know that you have opposition, but how do I respond to them, right? By faithfulness, because faithfulness is our armor. That armor is very well described for us in Ephesians chapter 6, begins in verse 6. It says this, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Not our strength, his strength. So there's chaos around us, but there's confidence in what God is doing with us. And then he goes on, he says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. And we're going to look at that next week. We're going to look at the armor of God next week. And we're going to trust in what God does in his messages, in his examples for us to learn from. So God bless you, and thank you so much for joining me today. Stay in your playbook.